from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're talking about a memoir from Carrie Perloff, Going Outlaw, and Getting Our Feet Wet in the Tidelands. David Wigan and I wear our flip-flops to work every day. Shake off that sand, David. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open with that musical outlaw.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. You're gonna wanna hold me, just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
His voice is a lot raspier now, I think, but this, and he's drinking a lot of Red Bull, but he's really a pioneer of roots country, and he's got a brand new album out.
He does, and the song is called Live Forever, and I think that's exactly what it seems to be doing.
He does. Which,
God love him, it's great. His whole life could be a song. I mean, it just, he lost a couple of fingers in a sawmill accident when he was much younger. He was arrested for shooting a guy in the face because he was a bully, apparently, a few years ago. All of these things, though, obviously he survived them, but his performances, his voice, it's great to have a chance to hear him one more time.
Billy Joe Shaver plays City Winery in Napa on Wednesday, and he's at Sweetwater in Mill Valley on Thursday. Let's hear now from one of the leaders in the Bay Area theater world, and that's Carrie Perloff. She's got a memoir out about her life in the theater in New York and here in San Francisco running the American Conservatory Theater. That's the region's biggest rep company. David, you and I got Perloff into the studio last week, and she talked about a lot of things, including how she got hooked on theater because of a class in ancient Greek and a guy.
You have an art form that was about democracy, and I still believe that naively to this day, because I started with the Greeks, that theater in some way is the engine of our democracy, is a way of reflecting our culture back to ourselves. So also, full disclosure, I fell in love with the guy who was in the drama department. That's always a good reason to get into the theater, because I just kind of stalked around the halls of the drama department to find this guy. And then once I did it, I knew I was home.
Carrie Perloff's book is called Beautiful Chaos. It's published by City Lights Books. And on Sunday, she's going to be at ACT talking with KQED's Michael Krasny about her book, about the ACT's new Strand Theater, and all kinds of other things. And it's our chief thrill for the week. The event is free, but reservations are required.
Something now from a pioneer in new music. Monster of the Reed, Don Byron. He's in the lineup for the Other Minds Festival. And he plays jazz, but also some very avant-garde stuff as well. And Other Minds is great at bringing together people from all kinds of worlds to play mind-blowing new music.
That's right.
The wonderful Charles Armakanian curates this stuff, and they're having kind of a retrospective year.
They are. It's the 20th anniversary, and this is a great program. There's a U.S. premiere of Michael Nyman's Symphony No. 2, a tribute to the great Bay Area maverick Lou Harrison. It's a great chance to say thank you and happy anniversary.
Other Minds opens tonight at SF Jazz and continues through Sunday. Music now from a post-punk band back to explain how the world is still so messed up. That's the pop group off one of their older albums, but they're back for new stuff. They put out their first studio album in 35 years.
Right.
I guess they reformed in 2010, though.
They did, and actually, this is a group that obviously takes its time because it was a long, long time between records for them. But it actually was longer than it was intended, because they actually announced a record, I think, in 2010 when they reformed. And then it's been, a few years getting around to it, but it's out now, and they're out now.
Such an influential group. The pop group plays the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco on Wednesday. The first in a suite of queer pieces now. Miguel Gutierrez is a dancer and choreographer beginning a new series of works about getting older as a gay dancer and choreographer. And, you know, I saw some videos of him performing. And 10 years ago, he was doing the most athletic dancing I'd ever seen. Yeah. And now I guess he's thinking about what happens to your body when you get older.
That's exactly what he's doing. And I know about this performance by having read about it in New York. But I also remember Miguel when he was dancing in the Bay Area. He was dancing with Joe Good a while ago. And this piece is a really fascinating piece. Dancers' bodies are their instrument. That's an obvious statement. But unlike the clarinet, you know, they can wear out after a while.
Yeah, they're like baseball players.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think as you look at that, that's obviously something dance looks at a lot. But from the perspective of a queer dancer and a choreographer, that's how Miguel is looking at it here. And it sounds absolutely fascinating.
Miguel Gutierrez does his piece Age and Beauty, Part 1, at Counterpulse in San Francisco tonight through Sunday. And we're finishing now with some chamber pop from a wonderful local duo called Tidelands.
Right there, walking, my love, lit girlfriend.
Music from Gabriel Montana Lise and Mia Araki from their brand new EP. This is such warm, sweet, smart music.
Yeah. It's really exquisite, just multi-layered, really beautiful.
Yeah, beautifully recorded.
Everything, yeah. No, well, beautifully recorded, and we know why. It's because it's been recorded by John Vanderslice at Tiny Telephone Studios, and John does that kind of wonderful boutique work in music, and we're always grateful.
Yeah, and Tidelands brought in Magic Orchestra as well for a little string background. Tidelands plays the Underwood Cafe, a brand new place in Oakland, Saturday at 7 p.m. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and you can find details on these shows and many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And we're thinking about doing a podcast. Who do you want the do-list guys? That's David and me to talk to. You can send us a note at the-do-list at kqed.org or send me a tweet at CyrusKQED.